之音服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年12月27日，星期日。我们今天呢，又非常荣幸的邀请到了圣诞者我们以及我们圣诞者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
I continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 9, Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. And today you're reading text 18.
那我们今天呢，继续阅读《圣典博加瓦坛》第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天阅读的时节是第十八时节。
Tat.
Tat.
Darshana.
Dashana
Alad
Alad
Pariputa
Pariputa
Antara
Antara
Adarshana Halada Pariputantaro
Tadarshana Halada Pariputantaro
Rishyat
Rishat
Tanu
Tanu
Primabhara
Primabhara
Ashru
Ashru
Lochana
Lochana
Rishat Tanu Primabhara Ashru Lochana
Rishat Tanu Primabhara Ashru Lochana
Nanama
Nanama
Ada Ambujam
Ada Ambujam
Sya
Sya
Vishwasrik
Vishwasrik
Nanama Padambujam Asya Vishwasrik
Nanama Padambujam Asya Vishwasrik
Yat
Yat
Paramahamsyena
Paramahamsyena
Pata
Pata
Adigamyate
Adigamyate
Yat Paramahamsyena Pata Adigamyate
Yat Paramahamsyena Pata Adigamyate
Tadarshana halada pariputantaro
Tadarshana halada pariputantaro
Rishyatanu prema barashru lochana
Rishyatanu prema barashru lochana
Nanama padham bhujam asya vishwasrik
Nanama Padambujam Asya Vishwasrik
Yat Paramahamsyena Patadigamyate
Yat Paramahamsyena Patadigamyate
Not easy, huh? You did good. Tat
Tat 由于得见到了至尊主
Darshana
Darshana 关键
Alad
Alad 喜悦
Pariputa
Pariputa 无限喜悦
Antaraha
Antaraha 在心中
Rishyat
Rishyat 欣喜若狂
Tanu
Tanu 身体
Primabhara
Primabhara 怀着超然的爱
Ashru
Ashru, 眼泪。
Lochana,
Lochana, 眼中。
Nanama,
Nanama, 叩首。
Pada Ambujam,
Pada Ambujam, 在莲花足下。
Asya,
Asya, 至尊主的。
Vishvasrik,
Vishvasrik, 宇宙的创造者。
Yat,
Yat, 那。
Paramahamsena,
Paramahamsena, 有伟大的解脱了的灵魂。
Pata,
Pata, 途径。
Adigamyate,
Adigamyate, 沿着。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：看到了作为整体的人格守神，主 Brahma 心中不胜欢喜，充满了超然的爱，感到如痴如醉，眼里含着爱的泪水。他于是向至尊主顶礼，而这是至尊天鹅的生物 Paramahansa 达到最完美境界的方法。要旨。圣典博萨瓦坛一开篇便说，这部非凡的文献是专为至尊的天鹅 Paramahansa 所编撰的。圣典博萨瓦坛专为完全没有敌意的人而编撰。在受制约的生命状态中，怀有敌意的生活从顶端开始，也就是先对至尊人格守神怀有了敌意。所有的启示经典中都确立了人格守神这一事实。佛家梵歌还特别谈到了至尊主的个人特征，并在这部非凡的文献结尾时强调，人应该皈依人格守神，以获得拯救，摆脱痛苦的生活。不幸的是，不虔诚的人不相信人格守神。相反，尽管根本没有资格，每个人却都想成为神。受制约的灵魂心中所怀的这种恶意，使他甚至到了想要与至尊主合一的地步。因此，即使是整天思索要与至尊主合一的最了不起的经验主义哲学家，也因为心中怀有恶意而不能成为至尊天鹅。因此，只有坚定地练习奉爱瑜伽的人，才能达到生命中至尊天鹅的阶段。当人确信自己只要怀着超然的爱，全心全意地为至尊主做奉爱服务，就能上升到生命最高的完美境界，他就会开始走奉爱瑜伽之路。 Brahma 相信奉爱瑜伽这门艺术，他对至尊主叫他苦修的训示充满了信心，并怀着坚定的信心进行苦修，从而获得巨大的成功，得以亲眼看到众多的外昆塔星球以及其中的情况。没有人能够靠心念或机器等机械的方式到达至尊主的住所，但只要按照奉爱程序的程序灵修，就能够去到那里。这其中的原因是至尊主只对练奉爱瑜伽的人展示他自己。 Brahma 当时其正坐在莲花上，极其认真地按照奉爱瑜伽的程序苦修，结果竟然看到了百昆塔星球中丰富多彩的内容，以及至尊主本人和与他在一起的众多生物。任何人只要以 Brahma 为榜样，按照这节诗中所推荐的至尊天鹅达到完美境界的方法去做，那么即使在现在也可以达到他们所达到的完美境界。主 Chaitanya 也赞成这个年代里的人采用这种觉悟自我的方法。我们首先应该绝对相信人格守神 Krishna， 通过聆听他在圣典不加梵歌中的教导，以及圣典不加瓦坛对他的描述，去称赞他，去认识他，而不是试图靠思辨哲学家，而不是靠思辨哲学去认识他。至于聆听，我们应该从本身按照博加瓦坛的教导，生活人的 按照伯加瓦坛的教导生活的人，那里聆听启示经典的教导，而不是从那些以朗诵经典为职业赚钱的人或功利性活动者、思辨者、瑜伽师那里去聆听。这是学习这门科学的秘诀。人不一定要进入生命的气绝阶段，他可以保持目前的状况，但必须寻找至尊主真正的奉献者的涟漪，信心坚定地聆听奉献者讲述至尊主的超然信息。这就是这节诗里推荐的成为至尊天鹅的方法。至尊主的圣名多种多样，其中有一个是 Ajita， 意思是永远不可能被征服的人，但是他却能被至尊天鹅所征服。伟大的灵性导师 Brahma 对此有实际的体验，给我们树立了榜样。他亲自推荐成为至尊天鹅的程序，说：我的主 Krishna 呀，奉献者不走目标是融入至尊存在的经验主义哲学思辨之途，而是聆听真正的圣人 Sadhu 描述您的荣耀与活动。人通过履行自己的社会职责，诚实过活，就能够征服您那慈悲怜悯的心。尽管您是阿基塔，不可征服的人。圣典伯扎瓦坛第十篇第十四章第三十节，那就是 Brahma 本人走过并在后来亲自推荐的至尊天鹅之路，它可以使人达到生命的完美境界。译文：看到作为整体的人格守神，主 Brahma 心中不胜欢喜，充满了超然的爱，感到如痴如醉，眼里含着泪水，他于是向至尊主顶礼，而这是至尊天鹅的生物 Paramahansa 达到的最完美境界的方法。
Magyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshumilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namao Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we can see Lord Brahma explaining how we felt, this is the description by, Shukadeva Goswami describe how Lord Brahma felt. You know, what was his feelings after he had seen the Lord and the transcendental world?
在我们在这里面所听到的呢，是释迦苏克德沃 Goswami 他在描述当主 Brahma 看到了这超人的世界之后的感受。
He was moved to tears by seeing this wonderful Supreme Lord and all his associates in the spiritual abode.
当他看到了这美妙的至尊主以及在他的超然的居所中的所有的这些同友以后呢，主 Brahma 他就感激的热泪盈眶，被感动的热泪盈眶。
And what is interesting is that he saw the Lord, he saw the spiritual world.While sitting there in his lotus flower, where he appeared in the lotus flower that grew up from the womb of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
而且很有意思的呢，是因为他是在主的肚脐所生长出的莲花的花茎上，他当时就坐在这个上面。那么这个莲花主呢，当时是躺在 Garbhodakshaya Vishnu 里面，那但是他是坐在莲花上看到这个景象的。
He didn't go physically to Vaikuntha. He didn't move from that place.
所以呢，他并没有从这个地方移开，他并没有真正的去到瓦昆塔的新宿。
It indicates that in any situation we may be in the material world, we can actually become perfectly realized and see Krishna, see the spiritual world here and now.
那也就是说呢，无论在任何一个地方，在任何一个时间，我们就可以在此时，在现在。就能够见到至尊主，难道能够见到灵性世界？
But first of all, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, we have to be convinced convinced of the existence of the Supreme Lord Krishna, because right now we are not seeing him.
但是说爸爸说，首先我们要做到的呢，是要非常的坚信。是有至尊人格守神的，因为到目前为止我们还没有见到他。
And this is extraordinary conviction.
而这是一个非常卓越超凡的坚信。
It requires a great amount of faith.
对，这个是需要很大的信念，很大的信心才可以做到的。
Because the tendency of the conditioned souls is to believe what they see.
因为作为一个受条件限制的灵魂，他所具备的倾向呢，就是他总是相信他所看到的，眼见为实。
And many people challenge Srila Prabhupada. You said, "You show me God, and how I believe in Him."
那么很多人就这样去对舍尔帕帕发出挑衅，说，你必须得把神展示给我看，否则的话，我怎么能信呢？
I cannot believe in something I cannot see.
我看不见的东西我没有办法去相信。
But the fact is that in our material existence, we believe in so many things without seeing.
但是呢，在我们这个物质存在的状态中的事实就是，我们经常会相信一些我们并没有看见的东西。
We believe not basing on seeing, but basing on hearing about.
对我们是根据我们所听到的东西去相信，而并不是根据我们所看到的东西去相信。
I never visit Hainan Island, but I believe it exists because I heard about.
我从来都没有去过海南岛，但是呢，就是因为我听过海南岛，所以呢，我相信它是存在的。
It's the second time I speak about Hainan Island. Maybe next time I should visit.
已经是我在讲课上第二次讲海南了，我想可能下次我应该去拜访一下海南。
But it's a fact, our convictions are not so much based on what we see, but on what we hear.
那所以这里面就很明显的一个事情就是，我确信的这件事情并不是基于我所眼见的，而是基于我耳听到的。
We hear from others we trust, or hear from authorities, you know, like the government, tourism authorities, that there's such an island, and from people who have visited, and then we trust them, and then we believe that such a place exists.
我们是从我们所相信的那人那里听到的这个消息，或者是从权威机构，从国家旅游局那里听到了关于海南岛的这些信息。或者是从那些已经去过海南岛的人那里听到了海南岛的信息，那这样呢，就我就相信是有海南岛这么一个地方存在的。
So seeing is very imperfect.
所以说呢，看见这用眼睛去看是非常的不完美的。
And here we also have to know where from to hear.
那关于听呢，我们也必须要知道我们到底是从哪儿去听到的这个消息。
If you know you want to know the weather today, you cannot just refer to a person in the street. You have to hear from the weather channel. You know they have their apparatus, their machinery to check the to detect what kind of weather you're going to have during the day. They are authorities.
那比如说我们要想知道今天的这个天气怎么样，我们不可能随便在路上就问一个人今儿的天气到底怎么样，然后我们就相信了。我们必须呢要 去问这个气象局，因为这气象局它是有专门的这个机器去探查今天这个天气的，那它也是权威机构，所以它所播报的这个消息我们才能够相信。
So, and also we don't rely on our own mental speculation, oh, maybe it's going to rain in the afternoon, maybe. We don't know.
而且呢，我们也不可能去依靠于我们自己的这个推测，哦，也许可能今儿下午会下雨吧，也许，但我们并不知道呢。
This is mental, it's just speculation because it may not be like that.
所以这只是我们自己的猜测而已，但是并不一定会是这样的。
So if for ordinary things, to understand ordinary things, ordinary people, we need to rely on authority, on sources, the bona fide sources of information. Why we think that in order to believe in God, we can only by seeing Him, we can be sure that He exists.
所以呢，就连普通的常人常事，当我们想要去了解他、相信他的时候，我们都得去通过权威的机构得到信息，然后呢，去对这个事情，去相信或者对这个人去了解。那这个普通的事情都这样，为什么我们觉得关于神的信息，我们只是通我们自己眼睛看就能够去了解他呢？
嗯。So many things we believe that going to happen in the future without being in the future yet.
嗯，那我们有很多的我们对于这个将来有很多的相信，我们都觉得这个事在将来一定会发生，但是其实这是将来的事情。
We know there will be tomorrow.
而且我们也知道会有明天。
But we are not seeing tomorrow. We are not experience tomorrow right now.
但是我们在此时并没有见到明天，也并没有体验到明天。
But we trust because it's a normal sequence that after one day there's the next day and the next day, so we know there will be tomorrow.
但是我们深信明天一定是会有明天，就是一定会有明天的原因，就是因为。这就是事情发展的规律和顺序，就是今天过完了以后就是明天，明天之后还有明天的明天，就是后天。
So that's why the first thing is we have to, with whole conviction, believe in Krishna.
所以说呢，首先我们要做到的呢，就是要对 Krishna 有一个深信。
And this is not so easy, it's not so easy.
而且并不容易。
One time, Srila Prabhupada was doing a morning walk with his senior disciples, a group of senior disciples as usually. And at one point, Prabhupada stopped and turned to them and asked them, do you really believe that Krishna is God?
然后有一天呢，有一天早晨，Srila Prabhupada呢，就像平常一样，和他的一群年长的门徒进行清晨散步。那走着走着呢，舍尔帕帕突然就转过身来问他的年长门徒，你真的相信有 Krishna 存在吗？有至尊人格守神是 Krishna 吗？
It seems like a simple question, but we may ponder, do we really believe with full conviction that he is there, he exists?
所以这听起来好像是一个挺简单的问题，但这确实是引起了大家可能要去想一下。真的相信吗？真的相信它是存在在那儿的吗？
Particularly, we are living in a society where so many people, but a great percentage of people in the world do not believe in the existence of God.
特别是我们生活在这样的一种社会里，就是在这社会中的大部分的人是不相信有神的存在的。
Even most many of us, we grew up with this.Conviction inculcated by our parents, by our educators, that God does not exist. There is no such a thing as God.
而且在我们大部分的人的这个生活的背景下，都是在无神的家庭中长大的，家长就会深深的告诉我们，根本就没有神。
And then the second it is that we should try to make efforts. You know, if you believe.With full conviction that Krishna exists, we should really try to make strong efforts to to realize him, to understand, to see him, to realize him.
那么第二步呢，就是如果我们要是真正的深信有 Krishna 这位神存在的话，那我们就要竭尽全力的去看到他，竭尽全力的去觉悟到他。
If Krishna is the original of my existence, is the one who created me, is the one who maintains me, was the one who's been taking care of me, then I should make efforts to know him.
如果是 Krishna, 他使我存在，是 Krishna, 他使我被创造出来，并且维系着我。那所以说呢，我就一定要费劲，要努力着去真正去认识他，去了解他。
Is my original father, so I would like to meet him. I would like to know him.
那因为他是我最原初的父亲，所以呢，我还真的挺想见到他的。我真的想知道他到底是谁。
So I have to hear about him. I have to hear about, to know more about him. In order to understand him, I have to begin by hearing about him and how I can attain him.
所以呢，为了能够了解他，为了能够知道我怎么能够去到他那里，所以我就要去听很多关于他的信息。我必须要去听关于他的信息。
But where are you going to hear from? From who are we going to hear?
但是我们要从哪里去聆听呢？我们要从谁那去聆听呢？
Srila Prabhupada said we have to hear from the authoritative sources. We have to hear from Bhagavad Gita and we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam because these books speak about him or we hear him speaking in this book. So we have to...rely on the authority of these scripts.
所以Srila Prabhupada就说呢，我们必须要从权威那里去聆听，我们必须要从圣典波迦瓦坛、圣典波迦瓦梵歌中去聆听，因为在圣典波迦梵歌呢是 Krishna 亲自所讲述的，而圣典波迦瓦坛呢是由这些觉悟的灵魂对于 Sri Krishna 的信息的讲述，所以呢，我们就必须要从这些权威的渠道去聆听关于 Sri Krishna 的话题。
Well, but Bhagavad Gita can be interpreted in so many ways.
但是呢，博迦梵歌它可以以各种各样的方式去被诠释。
So should I hear from anyone who knows Bhagavad Gita?
所以说，那我是不是就要从任何一个知道有博迦梵歌这本书的人那里去聆听呢？
Like in India, there are many professional reciters of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
比如说在印度就有很多专业的诵读圣典波迦瓦坛和圣典波迦梵歌的人。
And probably in China, there are some versions, some translations of Bhagavad Gita by some scholars.
在中国有很多的由学者所翻译的波迦梵歌的版本。
Should we hear from these? Should we read these presentations of Bhagavad Gita?
对，我们是不是应该从这些专业人士那里去聆听，或者是去阅读由学者所诠释的《博迦梵歌》的版本呢？
No, we cannot, because otherwise we're going to be more confused.
不行，我们不能这么做，因为我们这么做了，我们就会变得更加的困惑。
We have to hear from persons who are devoted to Krishna and you really know this, accept this authority of Bhagavad Gita in a transcendental disciplic succession.
所以呢，我们必须要从那些真正的对Krishna 具有这个奉爱之情的人，以及他是从这个超然的使徒传系接受博迦梵歌的人那里去聆听。
That's why we hear from our spiritual masters, we read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, because we know they are connected with this disciplic succession coming from Lord Brahma, who saw Krishna personally.
So, why do we need to go to our spiritual teacher to listen? We need to read the Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita from the Sheng Dian Bhaja Fang Ge version, because we know they are.和这个使徒传系相连接在一起的，那他们也是亲自的感知见到过 Sri Krishna 的。
And accept what the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita presents and what his disciples tell us, we accept that as the real understanding of God.
所以呢，由十二方法为我们提供的这个版本，以及由他的门徒所为我们讲述的信息，那我们就能够接受，这是对于神的真正的理解。
嗯。So Srila Prabhupada said, we don't need to practice any tapasyas to be a yogi, be a renounced. We just remain in whatever condition in life we are, but we should try to associate with those bona fide devotees who can impart to us this knowledge in a bona fide way without any change.
所以说爸爸说呢，我们不需要去进行tapasya 苦行，然后也不需要让自己成为一个气绝的瑜伽师或者是一个思辨家，而只是让自己就是生活在现在的受条件限制的这种生活状态里，但是呢去和那些已经觉悟了的这个那些奉献者们，就是和这个使徒传系相连接的这些奉献者们去联谊，然后从他们那里去聆听。
So search, you know, for the association of bona fide devotees and hear from them this message of the Lord with faith, with full conviction.
所以呢，我们就是通过这个和正宗的奉献者的联谊，然后呢，从他们那里去聆听，那我们就能够得到全然的信心以及完全的确信。
Because in this material world, most people have a certain malice against God.
因为在这个物质世界呢，大部分的人对于神都一种敌意。
Either they deny or even they deny his existence.Or even worse, sometimes they believe he exists, but they hate him for whatever terrible situations they may find themselves in, for any suffering they experience. They blame God for all that.
那么要么呢，他根本就否认有神的存在，或者他如果是相信有神的存在呢，他也会由于在他身上所发生的不好的这个事情，使得他会大力的，他会这个严厉的斥责主，就是因为有主做了所有这些事情，所以才让他深受其苦。
If it's God, if it's the controller, is the maintainer, why I am poor, why I am suffering, why I have this disease?
那如果他要是神，他是控制者，他是维系者的话，那他为什么会让我如此的贫穷，然后如此的？受苦呢？为什么还会比如说生这样的病呢？
And so sometimes it's a convenience. God is a convenience for so we can have somebody to blame for our problems.
We see God
as a convenient person that we can blame for our difficulties in life.
Oh, okay. 那有的时候呢，我们就觉得我们就可以很轻松的、很容易的为我们生活中所遇到的这些痛苦或者是困境去责备神。
So it's okay. It's nice. I believe in God, so I can blame because.If I'm going to blame to the government, going to blame to this, maybe they don't care for. Maybe if I blame God, makes me feel well. At least I have somebody I can blame for my problems.
那我呢？现在就是这么一个状况，挺难受，挺痛苦。但是呢，我又不能够去抱怨政府，不能够抱怨其他的人，因为呢，他们反正也不关心我。但是呢，而且我也没用抱怨他们。但是如果我要是去抱怨神的话呢，那可能还让我一解心头之恨。
So in this condition life, most people have this malice, this animosity against God. So they they cannot really develop an attraction for God.
所以呢，在社会中心对神心怀恶意的这些人呢，他是没有办法在内心中产生对神的吸引的。
And this animosity, this malicious type of attitude towards God, it can go to the point even of ourselves. You know, people who wanted to become God means they wanted to be on the top like this. They cannot be exploited because they will be the supreme, so they want to become God.
那就是这种对神的这种恶意、敌意的这种想法呢，使他就在想，那我觉得我也可以让自己变成像神，因为如果我要是成了神的话呢，那就不会被别人剥削或者利用了。
But if you have conviction, if you believe with full conviction.And we hear from qualified devotees who represent this parampara, then you develop an attraction for God.
但是如果我们要是对神有信心，有这种确信，然后呢又从很有品质的主的代表这样的奉献者那里去聆听的话，那在我们的内心就有可能产生出对神的吸引。
And then, not only we believe with firm conviction that he exists, but we also, by hearing from bona fide devotees who represent this, the disciple succession, we develop this firm conviction that simply by offering devotional service to the Lord, we can develop love for him.
而且呢，我们不仅仅是深深的确信主的存在，而且呢，通过去从代表这条使徒传系的正空的奉献者那里去聆听，而且我们还深深的相信，通过这样的这种做法，我们就能够在内心中产生培养出对主的爱。
Because in this world there are many people who believe in God.
因为在这个世界确实有很多人是相信神的。
Many people who address God by prayers.
而且有很多人在向主祈祷。
But they see God as just the supplier and the one who should solve their problems.
但他们就觉得主是那个可以解决他们的问题的人。
So if their problems are not solved by their prayers or by their conviction, they can even stop believing in his existence.
所以说呢，如果他们通过这样的祈祷并没有使神或者主解决他们的问题的话，那这就有可能会使他们停止对神的信任。
People have faith that God is the one who supplies, and if you don't get enough supply, we may lose faith in him.
因为这个人他的这个信仰是建立在我向主求，那主就能够向我提供我所求。但是如果要是主没有给他所求的这个东西的话，那他可能就会放弃他对主的信。
So these people who have faith in the existence of God, they really not so interested in knowing God and how approach God, you know, to offer him service, at least to offer him.Service in gratitude for whatever God is giving to them. They don't have this interest. They're just on the other extreme, accepting, and God should, they must, but they don't think that they could also reciprocate, trying to know him and try to find out how they can reciprocate for whatever God is doing for them.
那么建立在这种信的人呢，他并没有很大的兴趣去了解主，去接近主，去想着要为主做一些什么服务。他只是想着主是为了要为我提供的，他是我的一个供应者。所以呢，他并没有想到我是不是应该做一些为主去做一些事情，做一些服务来回应他所为我提供的这个服务呢？就他所为我做出的这个提供呢？
So to attain the highest perfection of life.To have faith in God alone is not sufficient.
所以说呢，为了要达到最高的生命的完美境界，仅仅是 对主有信心，就是总就仅仅是对主有信心还不够。
Yes, it's already wonderful. It's better than to not have any faith in his existence and we, or even having animosity against him.
那当然了，就是对主有信心，这已经是好过于不相信有主的存在，以及呢对主有恶意的那样的心态的人。
But we have to go higher than that. We have to develop conviction.Firm conviction that by engaging this process of devotional service as given by the Lord Himself through the disciplic succession, we can arrive to a point where you can develop love for the Supreme Lord and know Him personally.
但是呢，我们必须要走得更高。我们要有这样的一种信心，有这样一种信念，就是通过。去践行由主所给予我们的这种满怀着爱的奉爱服务的程序，我们就能够培养出在内心中的对主的爱，我们能够真正的见到他。
So Lord Brahma, he believed in this process, in this art of devotional service, bhakti. Okay, believed.
那所以主呢？主 Brahma 呢？他是相信，他坚信。这个奉盖瑜伽之徒的艺术的，他是相信这门科学的。
He was alone.
他当时是独自独处。
He was alone. There was nobody around him.
所以他当时他就只有一个人，身边没有任何其他的人。
But when he heard, when he was searching what the reason of his existence, why he was there.Because he was very sincere and tried to understand, he heard this sound, tapa, and he had faith. He had faith that this is what he should do, and he started doing his meditation, his austerity of meditating, and by following, because this is what the Lord gave him to do, by following what the instruction of the Lord, he came to the point of attaining perfect success.
那么就是因为当他在寻求他自己的源头的时候，在寻求他自己的始源的时候呢，他是非常的真诚的。然后呢，他就听到了 Tapa 的这个声音，然后呢，他就很确信这个 Tapa 是对他的指引，所以呢，他就按照这个指引开始进行这个苦行。
And he attained perfection. He attained perfect success.
然后他经过这样的苦行呢，他就达到了完美，他达到了完美的成功。
He saw the Vaikuntha planet. He saw the Supreme Lord and his associates.
他看到了 Vaikuntha 的星宿，他也看到了至尊主以及他的同游们。
And that's what we hear and read today. He was totally overwhelmed with joy in his heart in the verse.He was overwhelmed with joy.
那这就是我们在今天的世界里面所听到的。当他看到这些景色的景象以后呢，他是完全的在内心中被快乐所淹没着。
He was full of transcendental love and ecstasy. His eyes were filled with tears.
所以他完全的处在超然的极乐之中，他的眼里满含着泪水。
So he had it.He had experienced that.
所以呢，他是有亲身的体验的。
He experienced the Supreme Lord. He could see him. He could see the devotees serving the Lord, and everything was revealed to him because of his practice of devotional service. Simple practice of devotional service.
那么就是由于他在执行着这简单的。奉爱服务的程序，所以呢，就使得他看到了主，看到了所有的这些美好的奉献者们正在服务着主。
It's a fact. This is a simple process.
对呢，这是一个事实。那这其实也是一个很简单的程序。
We don't need to press our noses or standing on our heads or doing extraordinary things in order to achieve this perfection.
所以我们也不需要屏息，我们也不需要这个用脚尖点地站着，或者是做一些非常的 这个高难的这个动作去达到完美。
We can just chant Hare Krishna.
我们只需要去念诵 Hare Krishna.
This is our meditation. This is our tapa.
那这是我们的冥想，这是我们的 tapa， 数着苦行。
Because we have to put some time aside from our daily schedule, we have to put some time aside just to do our chanting. It can take 2 hours or much more.
那因为呢，我们也必须要把我们每天的时间呢，要专门的辟出这段时间来念诵我们的 Japa。有的时候可能是两个小时，有的时候可能要比两个小时要长很多的时间。
You have to take certain amount of time to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
而且我们也得花出一些时间来阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书。
You have to sacrifice some time to be with the devotees for gatherings or to hear lectures.
而且呢，我们还得花点时间和奉献者联谊，来一起聆听经典的讲述。
So this is our tapa, our austerities.
所以这就是我们的苦行，我们的 tapa。
Because we are very busy in life.
因为我们的生活是非常忙碌的。
Taking care of our bodies.
比如说我们需要去照顾我们的躯体。
And the bodies of others who are connected with our bodies.
我们还得去照顾那些和我们的躯体相连接的其他人的躯体。
So because of this,false identification with material bodies, we are always so busy in life.
就是因为我们对于我们这个躯体的假身份的认同，导致了我们在生活中就一直都得忙忙碌碌的。
So to take time, to extract time from these engagements we have with our bodies and the bodies of others, it's an austerity.
所以说呢，要把这个照顾自己的躯体以及照顾和自己的躯体相连接的其他的躯体的这个时间中的一部分要给抽出来，这对我们来说是一个苦行。
Yeah, apparently it sounds like an austerity because yeah, I have so many things to do. How can I find time to finish my rounds? And I don't have time to read. I cannot go for associate because we are so busy with so many other things.
这个听起来确实是个苦行。哎，我实在是太忙了，我简直是有太多的事情需要去折腾。那我怎么会有时间来？花在念诵上，或者说是读书，或者是去和其他人联谊呢？太忙了。
But as we dive into those, as we practice these austerities to put time aside for these devotional activities, we gradually will realize that this is the best value, is the best use of time, is the best.Is the best time we have, the most wonderful time we have when we actually engage in such devotional activities.
但是当我们真正的去践行这些苦行，当我们真正的去从事这些活动的时候，我们慢慢就会发现，其实去从事这些活动所花的时间是我们最好的利用时间的方式。
But in order to begin this process of devotional service, we have to have this firm conviction that simply by offering devotional service to the Lord and His devotees, we can be elevated to the transcendental stage of life.
但是呢，在我们开始进行这份爱服务的休息的程序之前，我们首先要具备的是一种深刻的信念。就这种信念，就是我们相信。通过服务，就是通过这样的这个程序去服务主，以及服务主的这个奉献者，那我们就能够被提升到一个更加超人的生活境界。
So without that firm conviction in the process of devotional service, then yes, all these engagements, time for chanting, time for reading, time for association.Eat on, take only prasad, all these things, you know, can be a drag or can be too much an austerity, and you don't come at a point that we don't see why we should be engaged in all these things, and you start skipping, chanting our rounds, start skipping, reading Srila Prabhupada. We associate with the devotees one time during Janmashtami, and gradually material energy takes its way, and then we don't feel that is so much important to engage in devotional service.
从事这个奉献服务的这个程序的过程中，如果我们要是没有这种坚定的确信，没有这种坚定的信念的话，那我们就会变得慢慢的这个我们就会觉得就是做这些事情它对我们来说是一个负担，是一种拖拽，然后我们就会觉得很痛苦，然后慢慢的呢，我们可能这个圈数也念的少了，然后呢我们也不会再那么认真的去阅读释迦发宝的书，然后呢也不会去花时间去和 Krishna 的奉献者联谊，所以慢慢的这个物质能量它就会把我们所有的这些奉献服务的这个程序都给拿走了。
嗯， So we have to see what is our interest in life. If you want to remain stuck in material existence and undergo all the problems related with material existence, or if you want to become free from that and attain perfection by realizing ourselves or realizing our loving relationship with the Supreme Lord, we have to make our choices.
对呢，我们就必须要在我们的生活中呢，要做出一个选择。我们到底想要的是什么？我们的兴趣点到底在哪儿？我们到底是希望自己继续的处在这物质存在的捆缚之中，然后让自己依然在受着这个物质存在所给我们造成的一些苦痛呢？还是我们希望能够让自己摆脱出来，然后呢要让自己得到这种超然的觉悟，然后让自己从这个就是能够得到这个自我的这个觉悟，我们到底想要什么？
We may hear many devotees say, yeah, but you don't have the life I have. You know, I have so many duties in life. I'm so busy with this and that. You have time, but I don't have time. What can I do?
但是我们经常会听奉献者这么说，我挺想要这解脱的，但是问题是我没时间做这些事儿啊。我真特忙，没有时间做这些事儿。你有这些时间，可是我没这时间，那我怎么办呢？
It's a fact. If you start thinking like that, then we don't have time, and we will not have time, not even to do all the material things we should do.
那如果要是我们有这样的想法的话呢，那的确就会是这样的一个状态。我的确没有足够的时间去做所有的事情，甚至于我的时间都没有办法去完成我需要去做的这些物质的事情。
And time goes by.And time is going to consume our lives, and time is going to bring us to the time of death.
而且呢，这个时间它就会这样一点点的过去，时间它也会消耗掉我们的生命，然后时间最终呢是会把我们带向死亡。
Time is Krishna.
时间就是 Krishna.
It's Krishna's energy. It's Krishna's manifestation.
时间是 Krishna 的能量，是 Krishna 的展现。
So if you really desire to have time to associate to devotees, to do our chanting, to do our reading, to do whatever we have to do in devotional service in order to become free from this material existence, then Krishna will arrange that time. We'll make that time expand, that we're going to find time to do everything.
如果我们真的想要花时间唱诵主的圣名，真要想花时间去阅读释迦牟尼佛的书，真想花时间和 Sri Krishna 的奉献者联谊的话，那么希望通过用这样的时间去摆脱自己在物质存在中的这种束缚的话，那其实 Krishna 他是会给我们安排出这样的时间，让我们去做这些事儿的。我们的时间是会有延展的。
Time can expand.
因为时间它是可以延展的。
And we find ourselves.Doing our material duties in less time than we were doing before, and seeing that actually Krishna allows us, arranges for free time to do all these things that are important for our real life.
So you mean that is Krishna spend the, I mean, arranges to have the time to do both of the material things and also the spiritual
yes,
things?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. OK, 所以呢就是当我们真正的非常认真的想要去做这些灵性上的事物的话，那 Krishna 他其实是会给我们安排出足够的时间，让我们同时能够完成我们在物质上需要去完成的一些事情，与此同时我们还可以有时间来从事灵性上的这些活动。
Because time is his energy, it's Krishna.
因为时间是 Krishna 的能量，时间就是 Krishna。
嗯。So he can make time flexible for us to do everything, material and spiritual, according to our desires.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 他可以让时间变得很灵活，他可以根据我们的愿望，让我们有时间去做我们到底想做的这些物质上的活动呢，还是灵性上的活动
？We just have to have confidence.
那所以我们所需要，我们所需要的就是要具备这份信心就好了。
And see where our priority is, where is the most important thing we have to do.
而且呢，我们也需要看到我们的重中之重到底在哪里，我们到底兴趣到底在哪，我们到底应该把时间花在什么地方去做什么事情。
Many devotees ask this question, but I don't have time to do everything. I have to take care of this and that. No, time is there. Time is Krishna, and Krishna can expend time in order for us to do whatever is important, necessary to serve Him.
那这个很多奉献者都会有这样的疑问，就是我没有时间做这个做那个。但其实不是这样的，因为时间就是 Krishna。Krishna 他可以把这时间延展开来，他可以帮我们安排着让我们去做我们真正认为非常重要的事情，而他也会安排时间让我们去做为他的奉爱服务。
How many of us in the beginning we didn't have time, we thought we didn't have time, okay, well, maybe I have time to chant two rounds, maybe four, and then gradually because we thought that was, this was,very important for us, and we somehow or other you start finding time to chant more rounds, and then you start finding time to chanting our 16 rounds, and then you start finding time to do so many things. We saw how we could actually find more time to do our things because they were important.
那我们大部分人都有这样的体验，在最开始的时候呢，都觉得没时间，然后我就觉得 OK， 那我好吧，我有时间，可能一天能念两圈。后来变得我有时间念四圈，然后慢慢的呢就变得逐渐的有时间念十六圈了，然后接着呢又有这个时间去做一些其他的这些灵性的活动的原因，就是由于我们觉得这个做这些事情对我们来说是非常重要的，所以说呢这时间就变得存在了。
So we start realizing the what was the priority, what were the priorities in our lives.
真的，我慢慢的呢，就变得意识到了，在我们生活中最需要做的事情是什么。
Certainly, we could not maybe engage very much time for our spiritual engagement as we use time for our material engagement, but at least we start giving more quality to the time that we use for, no, use quality time for those activities that we knew were of great priority.
当然了，我们肯定不能够把就是我们在从事物质活动的这个时间要长过去从事这个灵性活动的这个时间，但是至少我们可以把我们很有质量的这个时间用在我们觉得很重要的这个事情上，重中之重的事情上。
It is possible.
所以这是有可能的。
There is nothing impossible for Krishna.
对 Krishna 来说，没有什么是不可能的。
We just have to be convinced of that. It is possible.
那我们只要确信这一点就好了。我们需要确信这一点是有可能的。
And oftentimes.If to not say that all the time, it's not a problem of time, but a problem of management of time.
对，然后其实很多时候呢，根本不是时间的问题，而是怎么管理时间的问题。
Yeah, because time is there. It's just how we use time in things that are really not necessary and you could really skip out.
那因为这时间在这儿，那我们其实是，这问题就是我们如何能够非常恰当的去运用这个时间，而不要把时间用在那些其实不需要花的事情上。
But again, we need to have this firm conviction that Krishna is there, he exists, and you have to have firm conviction that by following the process of devotional service, we can attain the highest professional stage of life, to know him and to develop a loving relationship with him, which is the most beautiful thing that can happen to us.
但是呢，我们必须要有这样一个坚定的确信，就是 Krishna 是在那儿的，而且呢，我们要通过这个奉爱服务的这个程序，通过对 Krishna 的服务，那我们就能够被提高到一个更高的层面，然后我们就。能够真正的得到 Krishna 的这个涟漪，并且能够见到 Krishna，而我们真正能够得到这一点的话呢，就是非常美妙的一件事情。所以呢，这是基于我们必须要有这样的确信才可以。
So it certainly requires a strong conviction, but by associating with devotees who have this conviction, by hearing lectures and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, then gradually our conviction grows.
所以说呢，毫无疑问，我们是需要有这样的确信的。但是呢，我们通过和有这样确信的奉献者联谊，以及不断的去阅读舍勒帕帕的书籍，那我们这样的确信也就会不断的加深。
By chanting the holy names attentively.
通过非常的专注的念诵圣名。
By avoiding to eat food cooked by non-devotees.
然后。也要避免去吃由非奉献者所烹制的食物。
Associate with non-devotees just for whatever is necessary, but without putting all our hearts in that.
在和非奉献者联谊的时候呢，只是去就是和他们去做一定要去做的那些事情，但是呢，不要用心，不要走心。
The process of devotional service actually is very easy.
那么这个奉爱服务的程序实际上是很简单的。
Srila Prabhupada said, it's a very simple process.
舍尔帕帕说呢，这是一个很简单的程序。
For those who are simple.
对那些简单的人来说。
For those who are very complicated, very crooked, then it becomes very difficult.
对于那些非常的复杂的，内心有好多弯弯绕的人来说呢，这奉爱程序就变得很复杂。
Yeah, we all have this crooked, complicated nature within ourselves.
因为在我们的内在呢，我们都有这种非常复杂、很弯绕的，内在。
That's why sometimes we think it's difficult.
那也就是为什么我们经常会觉得这事儿那么难。
But actually, if you really open ourselves and see this is really such a wonderful mercy that we have, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you know, which is just using the tongue to vibrate names and try to hear attentively by spending time with the devotees, hearing far out stories of Krishna and hearing this wonderful philosophy. I mean, if you really realize this is just it's so simple and so enjoyable.
那如果我们要是真正的就把自己完全的敞开，然后呢，去和那些就是完全把自己敞开，然后呢，觉得这是给我们的一个非常的绝妙的仁慈，然后呢，去聆听那些觉悟的奉献者去讲述关于 Krishna 的美妙的话题，就是敞开的去做所有的这些事情的时候，那我们就能够意识到，其实这一切是非常简单的。
Remember, it's simple for the simple, it's very difficult for the complicated or crooked minds.
那所以说我们必须要记住这一点，就是 Krishna 知觉，它对于简单思维的人来说呢是非常简单的，但是对于那些 就是有着很复杂的这种想法，然后脑子里有弯弯绕的这个想法的人来说呢，它是很复杂的。
We can read again this verse of Lord Brahma in the purport, a very beautiful verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes in the end of the purport.
我们再来，因为Srila Prabhupada在今天这个诗的要旨里面呢，引述了一个诗节，这是一个很美的诗节，我们再来把它读一读。You just need me to read it, huh?
Yeah, Lord Brahma said.
Okay, 这是主 Brahma 所说的话。我的主 Krishna 呀，奉献者不走目标，是融入至尊存在的经验主义哲学思辨之途，而是聆听真正的圣人萨杜描述您的荣耀与活动。人通过履行自己的社会职责，诚实过活，就能征服您那慈悲怜悯的心。尽管您是阿尔基塔不可征服的人，这是《圣典波迦瓦坛》第十篇第十四章的第三世界。
Yeah, it's very difficult to conquer Krishna. He's the Supreme Lord, the topmost personality. I mean, even to meet great personalities in this world is practically impossible. What to speak of meeting or attract the sympathy and attention of that Supreme Person who is the origin of everything?
主 Krishna 他是至尊人格首神，所以说呢是很难以征服的，是很难得到他的关注的。那么就在这个物质世界里面，如果他要是位高权重的话，我们想要去接近他，想要去征服他，都是很不可能的事情。所以呢，就更不用说这位拥有原初的一切的至尊人格首神 Krishna 了。
But simply by hearing the glories of Krishna and living an honest life in our social life we have, whatever situation we are, having a very honest life, by practicing this devotional service, we can conquer Krishna's mercy, we can conquer the heart of Krishna, we can conquer Krishna who is unconquerable by love.
但是如果我们要是意识到了主 Krishna 的荣耀，并且呢就是老老实实的踏踏实实的处在我们现在所处在的这种受条件限制的状态之下，但是呢去为他做这种爱的这种奉爱服务的话，那么我们最终是可以通过这个爱来征服这位不可征服的人的。
God Krishna is not a dictator who is just up there dictating his laws and forcing everybody to serve him. Krishna is a loving personality who loves us more than we can ever imagine.
主 Krishna 他并不是一个高高在上的颐指气使的独裁者，去使唤着人们去做这件事做那件事，而是一位满怀着爱心的充满了爱的神。
And even though he's so busy with so many loving engagements with all living entities, he has time for all of us.
虽然说他非常的忙，他在忙着和所有的众生进行着爱的互动和交流。但是他依然能够抽出时间来给我们每一个人。
He will give us time, personally time, to be with us, to exchange with us.
他会亲自的把他的时间抽出来给我们，然后和我们进行着非常的亲切的交流。
Personally, he will hear our prayers.
所以他会亲自去聆听我们对他的祈祷。
We don't need to go through many outlets to try to find a way for him to hear our prayers. He can hear our prayers directly in our hearts.
所以呢，我们是不需要通过去寻找其他的途径来使主听到我们的声音的。他可以直接的听到我们内心中对他的呼唤。
And he will give us time, whatever time we need to be with him, he will give us that time.
而且呢，他是会把时间抽出来给我们的。我们想要跟他待多长时间，他都会把那个时间给我们。
So let's don't worry about not having time.
所以呢，关于没有时间的这个问题，我们就不用担心了。
We just should worry that what we should do, what is the best thing we could do for ourselves.
那我们只需要担心的就是，我们到底应该做什么？我们应该在这个时间里面为我们自己去做一些什么事情？
And Krishna will extend time.
那么 Krishna 呢，他是会花这个时间来，他是 Krishna 是会花时间的。
So this is what we learn from Lord Brahma's experience that he had himself.
那么所以这个是我们从主 Brahma 的亲身体验中所学到的。
Okay, we stop here, and if there are any comments or questions, we can.
Yeah, we do. 那我们今天这些讲课呢，就先到这儿哈。然后呢，看看大家有没有什么问题，还有评述。那我现在看到有问题了。
Any questions from last time?
No. I think you covered everything last time. Let me think. Hey, Sunny Maji, Guru.阿叔上个礼拜问题回答完了吧？应该。
对，回答完了。
There were two questions. I'm not exactly sure.
对，上周的问题应该都回答完了，没有。
就是那个微微的问题，还有淡然一笑的那个问题都回答了哈。我也觉得是。好，那我们就从这里开始。
Okay. Start.
Okay. 那么第一个问题呢，是来自于present。林在，阿叔您好，有位年长的奉献者第一次威胁要诅咒我，我原谅他的，第二次他又骂我是什么德行，而且从来不道歉，我从来没说过他不好，他却如此蔑视我的情感，我觉得非常的受伤，怎么年长的奉献者还有这样凭借自己的灵性地位高就可以这样对待别人呢？我真的觉得好受伤啊。阿叔，there was a senior devotee, one the first time he threatened to me to curse me, I forgave him. And then the seventh time he say some dirty words to me again, and never apologized to, showing the apology to me. But I never, you know, saying any evil, or ill words to him. However,He is very despising my feeling, so I feel really be hurt. So I don't understand why such a senior devotee, only because of his high spiritual situation, to only take the advantage of his exalted spiritual position.To treat people in this bad way. So I really feel hurt.
Yes, it's certainly not nice to be hurt by other devotees.
被别的奉献者伤害，这肯定是不太好的一种感觉。
And the relationship between devotees should be a relationship of love.
那么奉献者之间的关系呢，应该是爱的关系。
The most senior, it should be very protective, it should show love, it should give attention to the most junior.
那么这个年长的奉献者，位高的奉献者呢，应该是对年轻的奉献者展现出爱、保护、关怀。
And because of this, you know, the junior naturally offer respect to a most senior.
那就因为这个。这种互动呢，使得年轻的奉献者才会很自然的对年长的奉献者展现他的尊敬之情。
The most senior should never expect just the others obey and respect him or her. They know what they have to do is to take care of the younger ones, the junior ones, and help them in their progress. Show them like a father motherly love.
这个年长的奉献者不应该巴望着年轻的奉献者要对他这个顶礼膜拜，而是应该对这个年轻的奉献者进行照顾和关怀，就好像是父母亲照顾自己的孩子一样去帮助他。
Yeah, so this is the behavior of any devotee should be always a very kind, very affectionate dealings.
所以呢，这是所有的奉献者都应该都应该具备的这种态度，就是大家之间应该是满怀着情感、满怀着爱的相互的互动的。
But when these things that happen to you, when these things that happen to you, happen, then How should we take?
但是当这样的事情真的发生在我们身上的时候，那我们应该怎么办呢？
Then, perhaps we should see, yes, the behavior of this devotee is not kind, is not nice, but we should see maybe Krishna is using him to teach me something that I need to learn.
的确这个人对待我的这种态度呢并不是很理想，而且也很难受，但是呢我应该考虑一下，是不是这个人对待我这个态度是 Krishna 用他来想要告诉我一些什么呢，想要教我一些什么呢？
It's not the first time this happens. Maybe there is something in me that I need to improve.
因为这已经不是第一次发生了，那所以我要反省一下我自己，是不是我自己的内在的某些地方是需要得到一些提升的呢？
Srila Prabhupada used to say the devotee is always introspective.
这爸爸以前就经常会说，作为奉献者，他应该时刻的去自省。
Whereas non-devotees are speculative.
而这个非奉献者呢，他总是会心智推敲。
Means something happened to them, to a non-devotee. Wow, why this has happened to me? Why this person is struck? This is speculation.
那比如说就是这非奉献者当有事情发生在这个他的身上的时候，就会再回想，哎，为什么这件事情又摊到我的头上了呢？怎么会这样发生的呢？
Why speak to me like this?
为什么他这么对我说话呢？
Why did this to me?
怎么这事儿，为什么他这么对我呢？
This is speculating on the actions of others.
那所以说呢，这个他就是会总是会猜别人所从事的这个行为是怎么回事。
How they affect our ego.
那他是怎么来影响我的假我。
So how I feel affected by that.
那所以呢我就I feel affected by that.
How I feel affected by that.
那然后呢就我自己怎么会就被这件事情所影响。
But if you are introspective.
但是如果要是自省的话。
Then anything happen to us, then we think why Krishna is allowing this person to speak to me like that, to treat me like that. Why Krishna is allowing this to happen?
那么所以当这件事情发生之后呢，我们就会在想，为什么 Krishna 会允许这件事情这样发生，会允许这个人以这样的方式对我讲话，或者他允许他这么对我。
What Krishna is trying to tell me, what Krishna is trying to make me understand.
Krishna, 他到底要告诉我什么呢？他想让我了解什么呢？
Yes, that requires a certain amount of introspection and find that nothing happens to us by chance.
那所以这个是需要我们进行一些自省的，然后呢，我们就会发现其实没有任何一件事情是无中生有而发生的。
Particularly when we are living a life of devotees, we are practicing devotional service, Krishna takes a direct involvement in situations that happen to us. So Krishna is allowing this situation to happen, might be for some reason, something that I need to understand in myself.
对呢，特别是我们在进行奉爱服务的修习的这些奉献者来说，当有这样的事情发生的时候，其实是 Krishna 他亲自的介入其中，他允许了这样的事情的发生，所以说呢，我们就必须要考虑一下，为什么 Krishna 会允许这个事情发生，到底他想跟我们说什么？
This does not mean that we gonna the bad behavior of the other person is suddenly going to be a good behavior. No, is a bad behavior is a bad behavior.
但是这并不意味着。就是对我们做这件事情的对方，他做的事儿是对的，他的行为是好的，这并不是这样，他的行为依然是不好的，他的行为依然是错的。
I don't worry, because whatever a person does, he becomes liable to the reaction of what he does.
但是呢，不要为这件事情担心，因为任何一个事情，他所做的事情，他都必须要去对他 做的这件事情而导致的后面的这个结果而负责。
So we don't need to counter curse or counter offend or counter criticize. There is no use. There is no use because it's counterproductive.
那所以说呢，我们就不需要去反诅咒，或者说是去回应他的这个做法，因为这些做法对于我们来说是于事无补的，而且呢，这也变成了一种这个会产生这种反作用力。
Of course, to have this type of introspection and just see what Krishna is teaching me through the bad behavior of this devotee, through that criticism, what Krishna is trying to teach me might not so be very easy to practice.
当然了，就是这样的这种自省，去思考对方为什么会对我去进行就是这样的这个不好的这种行为，然后克什纳到底要通过这个来教导我什么，就是这样的自省的方式并不是那么容易，就这样的练习方法并不容易。
But at least we should not retaliate, we should not go around and criticize the behavior of that person or counter curse is better. Try to stay away if the association of that person is very difficult to you. Stay away, but don't criticize, don't point fingers, and try gradually, in your own time, try to introspect and try to understand what Krishna wants to teach you through this type of situations, which apparently are not very, very nice.
但是至少呢，我们应该去产生这种想要去报复的这种心思，然后呢，也不要到处的去跟别人去指责这个人，就不要去跟别人去进行，就在跟别人的这个交流的过程中，不要去指责这个人在我身上所做的这些不好的这些事情。然后呢尽量呢就对他敬而远之，或者说就是不要让，就是我们不要自己去对他去进行这种批评，然后让自己至少先做到这一点，然后呢再慢慢的在内心进行去自省，去反省着 Krishna 要通过这件事情给我什么样的启示。
And if it's a pattern that person does that with so many other devotees and it really needs to be rectified for his own good, then try to approach a higher authority with other complaints of other devotees and explain this what is happening. Maybe that higher devotee can help this particular devotee to understand that his or her behavior is not proper.
但是如果是这个奉献者，他不仅仅是对您有这样的行为，他可能对很多其他的奉献者都有这种威胁啊、诅咒啊，或者是就这种不好的这种行为的话，那可能就是他需要更正这样的行为，然后让自己能够获益的话，那可能我们就需要向更年长的奉献者去呈报这件事情，然后以帮助他的这种心态，使这位年长的奉献者了解这个情况，然后呢由这个年长的奉献者去和这位奉献者去谈，然后呢去向他指出他所从事的这个活动是不对的，是需要进行这个修正的。
So in this way, you are also helping that particular devotee whose behavior is not proper and has been hurting you.
那所以呢，以这样的方式呢，你也帮助了这位行为不端的伤了您的心的奉献者。
And you can even develop some kind of compassion. So this person is really has really a conditioning that it does not realize and behaves in ways that are not nice. And you, by trying to approach somebody to help that person, then you are showing some compassion, which is very good.
而且通过这样的方式呢，还使您的内心，就是还使您其实在显现出的是一种对这位奉献者的怜悯之情。那您是通过找另外一个人，然后通过这个人呢，来帮助他进行修正。 这是您所对他展现的怜悯之情，这是非常好的。
So we may not be able to change others, but one thing we can do always is to change ourselves.
所以说呢，我们也许没有办法去改变其他的人，但是我们有一件可以时常做的一件事情，就是去改变自己。
And particularly change our reactions, our behavior, how we deal with this situation. We can change. This we can change.
特别是改变，当我们遇到这样的问题的时候，我们的反应是什么，以及我们的应对的方式是什么，这些我们都是可以进行改变的。
And to come to a point where we accept that whatever happens to us has a reason.
而且呢，慢慢我们就能够这个了解到，在我们身上所发生的任何一件事情，它其实都是有原因的。
And then gradually become free from this victim syndrome.
然后慢慢的我们就能够摆脱这样的症状了。
And in this way we don't feel hurt.
那以这样的方式我们就不会感到受伤。
Or less hurt.
或者说就是感到少受伤了。
Because we understand, yes, what it's not good behavior, but what happens to me, is some lesson to learn, and I should try, because it's not the first time. Maybe other devotees also complain. Maybe we should very polite, very nice approach some higher authority and explain what has been happening, and maybe they can help this devotee who is also trying to become a devotee, but maybe is still stuck in this type of behavior, which is not good for him or her.
那首先呢，是通过这样的这种方式呢，来警醒自己的这个行为。然后呢，通过这个来了解自己，就是想要，就是通过这件事情的发生来了解一下我应该从中学到什么。然后呢，再去这个替对方去再考虑。就在想，因为这件事情在我身上已经不止发生一次了，说明可能也不可能只是发生在我的身上，可能也发生在其他的人身上。那么为了这个奉献者的福祉，为了让他能够更好的提升，更好的去修习他的奉爱瑜伽呢，我们应该帮助他，就是把这件事情告诉更高的奉献者，然后由那位奉献者来对他进行修正。
Okay, next question.
下面一个问题是来自于淡然一笑的上师。Krishna 把 Gayatri 曼陀罗通过笛音传递给了 Brahma， 是在 Brahma 见到 Krishna 之前还是见到 Krishna 之后呢？ Master， my question is that Lord Krishna impart the Gayatri mantra to Lord Brahma through the flute sound， but if this happened before Lord Brahma darshan Krishna or after he got the chance to darshan Krishna？
I believe it was after he had this darshan Krishna. He heard it because he saw Krishna, and he saw, and that's from the sound of Krishna's flute, Lord Brahma received the whole knowledge of the Vedas.
那我相信应该是在主 Brahma 达善 Krishna 之后，那他看到了 Krishna， 然后呢，他又听到了 Krishna 所吹出的这个笛音，然后这样的形式呢，使他得到了整个的知识。
The sound of Krishna's flute was entering the heart of Brahma as the old Vedas.
那么这个Krishna 的笛音呢，进入到了主 Brahma 的内心，它是以整部的伟达经的形式进入进去的。
And that in the Gayatri, that Gayatri mantra, which is the primary mantra of the Vedas.So that Gayatri mantra, he understood the whole process of creation.
那么这个 Gayatri mantra 呢，是整部伟达经的最主要的、最原初的那首曼陀罗。
Is the first.
Yeah， 就是最原初，就第一首曼陀罗。那么就是通过这第一首曼陀罗呢，就使得他了解了整个的创造。
Dinatarini。
今天 Terry 呢，顶拜阿叔的莲花族，顶拜翻译和主持，顶拜您妈的姐。我曾经向阿叔您请教过一个问题，就是供给 Candila 妈妈的 prasadam 能吃吗？您答复我，奉献者不要吃，非奉献者可以吃，为什么？在中国，人们有一些传统习惯，在一些特殊的日子里会给祖先供奉食物。有些奉献者会把 prasadam 供奉给奉献者的祖先，奉献给非奉献者的祖先。奉献者是不是不能吃这样的食物？非奉献者家人可以吃。我个人了解是 prasadam 供给祖先后的已经不再是纯粹真正意义上的 prasadam 了。这样的食物不能真正使奉献者得到净化。佛家梵歌里说，崇拜祖先的人到祖先居住的星球去。奉献者如果经常吃这样的供奉给祖先的食物，我认为这是在崇拜祖先。我这样的理解对吗？谢谢您。Also, please accept my very obeisances to you, to your lotus feet, and also to the host and the devotees. I used to ask you a question. The question is that if the devotee can take the prasadam after offer to Candila, Mother Candila, and your answer is that that prasadam cannot be taken by devotees. However, the non-devotees can take it. Why is that? Because in China, there was a tradition is that in some special dates, we will offer food to our ancestors. And some devotees will distribute the prasadam or offer to the ancestor to the non-devotees. 等会儿我看，有些非奉献会把 prasadam 供给非奉献的祖先。Some devotees will offer the prasadam to the ancestors of the non-devotees. So in that case, the devotees is better for the devotees not to eat such food after the offering. However, the family of the non-devotees can take it. My personal understanding is that after the prasadam offered to the ancestor is not a pure bona fide prasadam anymore. So this type of food won't have that kind of power to purify the devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that for those who worship the ancestor will go to the planet of the ancestors. So if devotees take this prasadam offered to the ancestor, my understanding is that this is a way to worship the ancestor, but not to worship the Lord. But I'm not so sure my understanding is right.
I don't recall having said that the prasada you offer to your departed mother could not be taken by you.
我首先我现在我不记得我曾经回答过您说你供给你的去世的母亲的这个食物你就不能够荣耀了，我不记得我这么回答过。
Prasada is the food offered to the Lord, and the prasada is never contaminated.
Prasadam 它是供奉给主的食物，所以 prasadam 它从来都不会被污染。
Particularly when we offer to a departed ancestor with a devotee, certainly we should eat.
特别是。Okay, you mean that is if a devotee offered the prasadam
to a departed devotee.
Okay, 或者就特别是当我们把这个食物供奉给一位去世了的奉献者的这样的 prasadam, 我们是应该荣耀掉的。
Yeah, because it's offered to a devotee, a departed devotee.
因为这个食物是献给奉献者的，是献给一位过世的奉献者的。
If we use that prasada to offer to other departed ancestors who are not devotees,
但是如果我们要是把这个 prasada 供奉给那些非奉献者的祖先，
it's better if you don't take from that plate.
那就最好呢，就是 就是供的这一餐食，就是供的这个食物的这个盘子里面的这个食物，我们最好就不要吃了。
You can take the prasada that is in the pots, the other prasada, but not that particular items that were put on the plate for the personal offering.
就是我们整个做的这一锅里面的那些食物，我们依然是可以去荣耀的。但是呢，就是这一盘献给这位非奉献者的祖先的这盘食物，我们就不要荣耀了。
Because we are not very advanced and we may be affected by that.
因为我们还并没有处在那么精进的状态，所以呢，我们也许可能是会被这个食物，就我们可能也许会被影响。
Yes, if you are a very advanced devotee, very pure devotee, you can take that prasada, you will not be affected. But for us, because we are not very pure, we may be affected by the fact that it was offered. Like, we don't usually, we don't take from the same plate that other devotees are eating. And other devotees are not supposed to take from their plate and give to us.Because they have been touched with their mouth and their mouth is not clean. So we don't want to take on their, their karma or their mentality that goes through the saliva. So that's why when we offer to a non-devotee, we should avoid to eat from that plate, just because of that.
那就如果我们要是处在非常精进的这种状态下的话呢，那吃掉这份布沙拉是没有关系的，因为我们也不会被其所影响。但是因为我们现在并没有处在那么精进的这种阶段，所以说呢，我们就不要去吃这盘食物。好像举一个例子，就好像我们不会吃别人盘子里面的食物，就是被别人吃过的这个食物，或者就是别人吃过，就是别人吃过这个食物以后呢，他也不会去把他吃过这个食物给别人吃。的原因就是由于
But he's touched by their saliva.
Yeah.这是由于就这个食物已经被他的这个口水碰过了，所以被口水碰过这个食物呢，就有可能会把他的这种心念呐、或者这种心态呀，也都传递给我们。所以我们为了要避免不会受到这样的污染，所以呢，我们就不要去碰这个食物。
It's not that the prasad is contaminated; it's that only that covering of the saliva, the touch, personal touch, the mouth of the person, which mouth is a very clean, unclean place. So we don't touch that just because of that reason.
而且呢，并不是说这盘 prasad 它被污染了，而是由于咱这嘴是很不干净的一个地方。那么由于这嘴碰过这盘 prasad。然后呢，这个口水碰过这盘破沙蛋，所以呢，使得这盘破沙蛋就被这个就是被这个嘴被这个口水所覆盖了。所以因为这个原因，所以我们不去碰这盘食物。
So the best thing is from that plate, the offering is that we could take and put on a fire or give to a lower species of life, an animal or plant. That's okay.
所以说呢。我们处理这盘食物的方式呢，就是要不然就把它给放在火里面把它烧了，或者说呢，把它喂给更低等的食物，低等的动物，或者是把它在树底下埋了，这些是没有问题的。
In your case, offering prasadam to your departed mother, since you probably already had done before.Eating from her remnants that she left in her plate, we are used to do that because he trusted her, then it's okay. You can take, but you should not distribute to others unless they want. If they want, you can give. If they trust the purity of your mother, then let them take.
那对您的这个情况呢？因为您的这个食物是供奉给您过世的这个母亲的。他是一位奉献者，而且呢，您在他在世的时候之前，因为您相信他，所以说您也会吃他这个剩下的这个食物，所以说呢，就这盘食物，供奉给妈妈之后的这个食物，您是可以吃掉的，这是没有问题的。那您就不要把它再派给其他的奉献者了，除非其他的奉献者，非常的这个想要这盘食物，因为呢，想要。这个得到妈妈的这个纯粹的这些奉爱啊，那这是另外一回事，这个是可以得到，但是就是不要主观的去把这个派给其他的奉献者，但是我们自己可以吃。
like Mahaprasad that offered to the guru, to the spiritual master, or a very exalted devotee. We may want to take that Mahaprasad. We even call it Mahaprasad because it's been taken touch by a pure devotee. So we may distribute to the devotees who are connected with that guru or either disciples or loved or know very well that guru they may take. But we may not give to non-devotees, to others, because they may not understand, and they say, well, he's already touched by that person, I don't want to take, so better we don't give. Just give to devotees or those who have faith in that particular devotee, and they know that food is even more pure because it's touched by their lips.
就好像就是我们供奉给这个guru的这个食物，这个guru荣耀过的这个食物， 那我们是想也能够有机会吃到一点的， 因为这我们被它称为叫Mahaprasadan， 或者被称为叫Mahamahaprasadan。 那原因呢就是由于 它是被这个一位纯粹的奉献者的纯所触碰过的， 所以呢我们也希望能够荣耀到他所荣耀的这个食物， 然后能够得到一些仁慈。 但是而且我们还会把这个 Mahaprasadan呢 派给和这位guru很亲近的其他的人， 比如他的门徒啊， 很相信他的 这些人， 因为都可以通过这样的方式能够得到这份仁慈。 但是我们就不会把guru的Mahaprasadan 派给其他的非奉献者， 或者是派给其他， 就派给非奉献者的， 原因是由于他不懂， 所以呢他就会觉得 这人都吃过的这个食物 不干净了， 为什么还要吃呢？ 所以说呢， 就是以这样的这个心态， 我们就因为这样的这种考虑， 我们就不会把这个
And prasada that is offered to the non-devotees' ancestors is always prasada. Prasada is pure, but because it was touched with impure lips, teeth, then we personally don't take, but we may give to the other members of the family if they don't mind. Or you can just discard in the fire again, or give to lower animals or plants.
然后呢，这个供奉给非奉献者的这个祖先呢，那这个之后的这个食物，它依然也是prasadan，但是呢，就是由于被这个非奉献者祖先的这个唇碰过了以后呢，那我们可能就不想再去吃这份食物了。但如果是别的家庭成员，如果是不介意的话呢，他们要是愿意吃的话呢， 是可以给他们吃的，但是呢，如果要是，但是如果要是，sorry，sorry，you have to pay the bill，yeah，no，yeah，yeah，I need to open the door，but please allow me to say this first，但是如果要是其他的家人如果是不介意的话呢，你就可以把这个食物派给其他的人吃。 或者就是像刚才所说的那样，把这个食物给埋在树底下，或者是在这个火里面，给它烧掉，然后呢，给其他的更低等动物吃都没有问题。阿叔 ，sorry，sorry， I just need to open the door. I will be back in a second.
Ashu, I'm back. Can I, well, there is one more concern following this. Can I ask that?
Sorry?
Well, you finish what you answer this question? Because I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
Ashu, just now you said that for the Mahaprasadan from the spiritual masters or the senior devotees, we don't give it to the non-devotees because they don't understand the secret there. However, some devotees heard that the reason don't distribute it to the non-devotees because that will make the spiritual master to be contaminated from the karma of the others, that it will be a burden to the spiritual master. Is this a right way to concern, or is it not really like that?
Well, some say like that, but some also said no, that prasadam is always prasad, and prasad is not contaminated, and others become purified, and they cannot affect the person. My understanding is that is prasad is purifying. We just don't offer to them if they don't have the required faith or accept nicely or honor. They're going to take, they are not going to discard it or something like that.
Okay. So 我刚才就是想请问阿叔，因为我有时候也听说。 就是奉献者说我们不能把guru的这个马普沙丹派给其他的非奉献者的原因呢，是由于这样会导致guru去接这个非奉献者身上的这个业报，然后对guru不好，那是不是有这样的问题呢？那阿叔说呢，就是他听说有人是这么说的，但也有人说呢，就是这个普沙丹它其实永远都是普沙丹，它都是进化的，而且呢也不会去。 由于非奉献者他吃到了这个prasadam，然后呢就会让 guru 去承担业报，没有这个说法。但是呢，我们不给这个其他的非奉献者来吃这个马哈普沙丹的原因呢，就是由于他因为不懂，所以呢他也许可能就会以不好的方式处理掉这个prasadam，可能把这个prasadam给扔了呀什么的，这样就不太好。OK， 阿叔 ，Thank you very much。 喜宝。 顶拜阿叔和老师们，周末愉快。我这里有一个初习奉 Krishna 直觉的妹妹，她说呢，这段时间阅读了《薄伽梵歌》和念诵圣名的时候呢，会因为想起过去的错误而惭愧而流泪，有时候呢也会出现在想努力学习的时候呢，反而瞌睡犯困，内心力量不够。请问这种情况应该怎么调整呢？ This question is from 喜宝，she showed her humble obeisances to you and say happy weekend. And she said that she has a sister who recently started to practice Krishna consciousness. And now she started to read the Bhagavad Gita and also chant the holy name. However, she said that while she's doing this, she will, because of think of her previous misdeeds, to feel very guilty and started to shed tears. And sometimes she also encountered the situation, even she studied very hard, however, she still feel very sleepy and tired. So she doesn't have enough strength in her heart. So this Mataji asked what to do in this situation, how to help her, how to adjust.
You should tell that it's okay to feel guilt, but at the same time, you have to understand that Krishna is there and Krishna will forgive her. Will forgive her if she just need to try to take the process, you know, gradually according to how much she can do. But Krishna certainly is very loving and forgive, like a father. A father does not keep any grudge in the heart.
对，您可以跟他说呢，就是他可以自己感到内疚，但是呢，与此同时，他也希望明白，就是 Krishna 在他内心之中 ，Krishna 他是充满着爱的，他是一位很有爱的父亲，所以呢，他不会在内心中去承着之前所做的不好的这些事情，他也不会对任何事情耿耿于怀。所以说呢 ，Krishna 在他内心的 Krishna 是会原谅他的。
And she should be careful to do everything necessary to keep the body balanced, to keep the body health, to not be disturbed by any inconvenience in the body.
而且呢，她也应该要好好的去调整自己的身体的平衡，然后呢，要好好的照顾好自己的身体，而不要被身体所造成的不适或者是不方便让自己感到打扰。
Don't push her.
而且您，所以您呢，也不要去怎么说，就不要去催他，就不要去这个，对，
Don't push her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Don't push her. Don't force her. Don't force her.
不要强迫他。
Feed her with little spoons.
嗯，对，就然后就要用一手，就是要用把小勺慢慢的喂他。
嗯 ，Yes, and try to help her to understand. There's no need to feel so guilty to the point that you feel negative about yourself. Just what happened. It's past now. Try to build up a new life where you can offer、mm-hmm. where she can offer herself to devotional service and be positive.
嗯，就是我们要非常的积极正向的去引导她，然后呢，要这个顺势而为。那么就是如果要是有这些内疚的这种情绪出来了的话呢，那就让她出来，但是呢，就不要太过于的让自己纠结在这个情绪里面。然后尽力而为的去力所能及的做一些在这个阶段能够做的方面服务。
Okay, another one.
Yeah, another one is also from her, from 西岛西宝。She is asking, 另外请教阿叔，进入每个生物心中的是哪一个 Vishnu 呢？所有 Vishnu 有什么不同呢？谢谢您。The other question I want to ask you is that, which Lord Vishnu entering the heart of the living entity?And also, what are the differences among all of the different Vishnus?
There is no difference. It's just different, is the same person, it's just different forms.
嗯，其实没有区别，就是所有的这个 Vishnu 都是一个人，但只不过他们是处在不同的形象里面。
Like my Vishnu is gigantic, you know, from all his body, the universes are coming from the pores of his skin, so it's gigantic.
比如说像 Mahavishnu, 他是巨人 Vishnu, 他非常的庞大，那所有的这些宇宙星系呢，全部都是从他的毛孔里面冒出来的。
The Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is smaller in size because he can enter into each universe.
那么这个 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 呢，它的这个型号就小了一些，因为它可以进入到每一个宇宙里面。
And the super soul becomes very small to enter in our hearts.
那么然后这个超灵呢就变得特别的小，因为这样它才能够进入到我们的内心里面。
Is in the size of a thumb.
所以呢，让这个超灵它的这个型号就是一个大拇指那么大。
But it looks the same.
但是呢，他们的样子都长得是一样的。
Forearms, a beautiful lotus face, lotus eyes, very with all the four symbols in his hands, and dressed in yellow garments. All look the same, but they are different manifestations of the same one person.
那么他们都是有四只手臂，然后每只手臂里面呢都拿着他所有的这个物品，然后有着莲花脸庞，有着莲花眼，穿着黄色的衣服，所以呢他们的型号不一样，但长得都一样。
So he's there in the heart of every living entities to satisfy a particular desires of those living entities. So the function is the same, but the details of that function are different according to which soul they are together.
那然后他们呢就会进入到每一个这个生物体的内心之中去满足每一位生物体的这个愿望，那所以呢他的这个功能是一样的，但是他做的是就是他在每一个这个灵魂这个体内所做的这个事情是不一样的。
嗯 So next question, Chaitanya Charandas.
Chaitanya Charandas Prabhu 提出的问题 Hare Krishna, 你们阿叔有人问开悟和解脱的区别是什么？阿叔 ，please accept my humble obeisances. Somebody ask, what are the differences in between of the realization and the liberation?
Well, it's in some ways are synonyms.
那么从某种意义上来说呢，他们俩是同义词。
Because if you are enlightened means you have realized your real self and your loving relationship with Krishna, then you are automatically liberated.
因为就是当你得到了启明，当你觉悟到了 Krishna 的话，也觉悟到了自己的话，那其实也在与此同时，你就得到了解脱。
嗯， automatically we are free from material existence.
那也就是说呢，也就自动的就从这个物质存在中得到了解脱。
But sometimes liberation as seeing individually, separately means that just some like the jnanis and yogis, they want to be, and even Buddhists, they want to be liberated from material existence, means to be free from suffering, and they want just to attain a stage where they don't have any more a material body and suffer the pangs of birth, death, old age, and disease.
但是呢，作为伽尼、瑜伽师，还有这个甚至于这个佛教徒，他们所说的这个解脱呢，就是他们摆脱了这个物质的存在的痛苦。那在这样的一种状态下呢，他已经没有一个物质的躯体来让他去受苦了。但是与此同时呢，他又没有一个更高的去处，就他没有觉悟到那一点。
They want to become one with Brahman, one with the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，他们就希望能够和 Brahman 合一，希望能够和至尊主合一。
So they have not really received complete enlightenment. They have not realized their individual position in relationship with the Supreme Individual.
那就是说呢，他们其实并没有得到一个完整的觉悟，他并没有真正的知道他自己的这个个体的处在以及和这个和主之间的这种关系的处在。
So in that type, in that case, liberation in that case is not yet complete.
那所以说呢，在这样的这种状态下呢，他的觉悟并不是一个完整的觉悟。
Okay, Gopal Charan.
Gopal Charan, Prabhu. Sorry, because I'm. 我看啊，Gopal Charan, Prabhu。的问题是顶拜咕噜，请问 Krishna 的笛子是用什么做的？Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that what's the material to made of Lord Krishna's flute?
It's all made of spiritual energy, like everything in the spiritual world.
就是Krishna 的这个笛子呢，和在灵性世界的其他的一切物品一样，都是用灵性的能量制成的。
Sometimes it's made of bamboo.
那有的时候呢，它是由竹子做的。
Sometimes made of jewels.
那有的时候呢，是用珠宝做的。
Or gold.
或者是用金子做的。
So many different elements.
所以呢，有各种各样不同的元素。
But these are not material.
但是呢，这些都不是物质的元素。
They are all devotees.
对呢，就所有的这些元素，他们都是奉献者。
Like the bamboos are very, very curious and very astonished that this particular bamboo became the fruit of Krishna. So how so much mercy this must be, how must fortunate must be the parents of this bamboo became the fruit of Krishna.
How
fortunate must be the parents of this bamboo became the fruit of Krishna? The other bamboos say to each other.
Okay. 就比如说，就是这个其他的这些竹子们就会这样彼此之间相互聊天说，就是成为 Krishna 的笛子的这片竹子的父母是多么的幸运，因为他们的孩子能够成为 Krishna 的笛子。
So they are all Krishna conscious.
所以呢，就是所有的这一切都是具有 Krishna 知觉的。
Even though they may have a more kind of neutral relationship with Krishna.
那即便是他们可能跟 Krishna 之间的是这种中性的关系。
So the same comes with gold, whatever looks like those elements in the material world, but in the material world, those elements are material, are inert, no conscious. Whereas in the spiritual world, everything is conscious, animated.
那虽然说呢，就是金子也好，竹子也罢，它看起来这个样子呢，好像跟这个物质世界的这个金子、竹子他们看的这个样子是一样的。但是呢，在物质世界，这些都是物质的，都是不动的。但是呢，在灵性世界，这些都是具有 Krishna 知觉的，他们都是动的，动化的。
Govinda Nandini.
顶巴阿叔想请问一下，当母亲之后，心态好像有了变化，有时候觉得照顾孩子比念诵都更重要，这是不是太可怕了？应该要怎样注意调整自己的心态呢？Govinda Nandini Maji said that, Ashu, please accept my vulnerable weaknesses, because right now I'm a mother, and I feel that after become a mother, my mentality has some change. Sometimes I think it's more important to take care of my child than chant my japa. So isn't this horrible mentality? So what do I need to do to adjust my mentality? Thank you very much.
Well, you already realizing that is already very good.
因为你现在已经有了这样的觉悟，这已经是非常好了。
You have to take very nice care of your child. This is a must.
那么你必须要做的一件事情就是要非常好的照顾您的宝宝。
So do one thing. When you are taking care of your child, always chant Hare Krishna.
那所以说您可以做的其中一件事情就是当你在照顾宝宝的时候呢，你要总是在不断的念诵 Hare Krishna。
Either chant or sing.
无论你是在念呢还是在唱都可以。
It's beneficial to you, it's beneficial to your child, and you don't lose the taste for the chanting.
那么这个对于您也好还是对于孩子也好都是非常有益的，而且呢你也不会因为这么做了就失去了对念诵的品味。
And at the same time, you are attending to the needs of your little child.
而且与此同时呢你还在照顾着这个小朋友的需求。
So it's possible.
对呢，这是可能的。
But certainly, your attention to your child is utmost.
但是呢，毫无疑问，您对于这个孩子的关注是最重要的，而且是最重要的。
It's a soul that Krishna entrusted to you for spiritual advancement.
因为呢，就是您的孩子是 Krishna 委托给您的一个灵魂，那么。Krishna 需要您把 Krishna 知觉给予这个孩子，给予这个灵魂。
And it's your responsibility to inculcate in the heart of this little child all these positive impressions that will make the child later on become very attracted to devotional life and pursue devotional life.
对，你有一个职责，就是要在这个小孩小朋友的这个内心中。刻下所有的积极的关于 Krishna 知觉的这些信息，以至于等他长大以后呢，他可以对于这个奉爱生活的奉爱生活的这种生活方式是极为的依附的，而且呢，他也会去追求这样的奉爱生活。
So, it's good to always sing and chant and read stories to your little child. It's good for the child. It's good for you.
所以说呢，应该总是。对着小朋友念诵、唱诵，或者是向他讲述故事，那么这对于他和您来说都是非常好的。
Means that you're taking care of the child is part of your devotional service also.
那也就意味着照顾孩子也是您奉爱服务的一部分。
But you have to add the elements of chanting and hearing. This is extremely important.
但是呢，您必须要用好念诵和聆听的这些元素，这是非常重要的。
Otherwise, you think only of the material needs of your child, and you forget that you have important service to that child.
否则的话呢，你可能就总是在关注这个孩子的物质的需求，然后你就忘记了你对这孩子还有更重要的服务。
Okay, thank you very much for your nice questions.
非常感谢大家的这么好的问题。
And thank you everybody out there for hearing.
也非常感谢在聆听的所有的奉献者们。
Yeah, very special thank you to Sati and Danakeli Matajis for allowing us this space for association.
也非常感谢 Sati Maji 还有 Danakeli 能够允许我们在这样的一种空间里面进行我们的联谊。
We wish you a new, a wonderful Western New Year.
那么我们祝愿大家有一个非常美妙的新年。
Free from anarchas in your hearts.
摆脱我们内心中的不洁。
And lots of love for Krishna and his devotees.
然后在我们的内心中能够培养出很多很多的对 Krishna 以及他的奉献者的爱。
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo.
Ashu, 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 Dina Tarini Mataji said that she said that she wants to show his show her apology to you because she remembered wrongly. That are you still there? 华树姐，对不起。 Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的百昆特之音的播音呢就到此结束了。非常感恩 Krishna Baladev 和我们亲爱的阿叔所做出的精彩的讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。谢谢萨利玛纳，谢谢萨利玛纳吉，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 之觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。